Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr, to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber, rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. It is Sunday. I'm glad to have you all tuning in. Very exciting show I have for you today. Mr. Mike Ogles, longtime friend of mine. As far as other guests go, Marla Townsend will be joining me as well. She is the very first UAB softball coach, and she is the winningest coach in UAB athletic history with over 500 wins when it comes to women's softball. Now she started an organization called Empower You. It's a 501c3 organization where she's going and talking to students. What better way to carry on her career than that? Right now, Mike Ogles, longtime friend of mine, graduate of Athens Bible School 1982, graduate of Auburn University 1989, and he is the director of NASA programs for Samuel Ginn College of Engineering. Did I get that right, Mike?
You got it right.
Excellent. I've been working on it.
You got it right.
Well, I'm glad you're in studio, and this is a very special week that we've just enjoyed because we talked about Apollo 11. We've had the day that we've had our men walking on the moon. What an amazing experience and something that as Americans, I believe that we can be very proud of. And we know that it took many men and women to make that happen for those gentlemen who were able to do that. But we have some family connections there with people who were part of the Apollo 11 program. I shared that on Facebook. Tell us some about that history, Mike.
Well, thanks, Mark. I appreciate you having me here today. And this is a very special week. for NASA, for Americans, and especially for family. You know, I think I told you that we've recently found a coin from my dad that he was awarded when he was working with SCI in Huntsville, Spacecraft Incorporated. Many people remember that company. And he was rewarded that medal for his work on the Apollo 11 program. And that was really, really a cool thing for us to find. Also yesterday, and I think I was telling you this earlier, but yesterday I was talking to my father-in-law, Al Bush, and my wife, Nikki, we were talking about the Apollo program. And he also told me that he also worked on the Apollo program for Hayes International. And spent a lot of time at Cape Canaveral during the late 60s. So it hits home.
Yes, and Eugene Cagle was part of that program from Rogersville. We attended worship with Eugene. He's no longer with us, but he was a big part of that with the NASA program. And we have a lot of people who can connect family members to that very special effort. And 10 years ago, a decade ago, Athens Bible School had a special fundraiser where they had Charlie Duke.
Correct.
Who was part of that. And he was not on Apollo 11, but he was part of the group that helped with Apollo 11. He ended up being on Apollo 16.
Right.
But really some amazing people who helped to make this happen came together. I know a lot of times the faces and the figures rise to the top, but it took a lot of people to make that happen.
You're exactly right, Mark. I listened to an interview yesterday with Michael Collins, and his estimate was there was probably over 400,000 men and women that had something to do with that Apollo mission. And he made a very interesting comment. He said when they returned back from their journey, they took a trip around the world. And he said everywhere they went, people would say, "We did it. We did it." And so, you know, we're right here in Rocket City. And so there are a lot of people like myself and my brothers and sisters that had their parents that worked on that program. For example, Terry Cheatham is a very good friend of mine. His dad worked at NASA for many, many years. And I'm sure there are hundreds more out there here in the local community.
Well, Mike, you've been involved in the space industry for a while and you've worked for other companies. What is your "we did it" moment at this point in your life where you've been involved with the space and rocket program?
Oh, that's a good question, Mark. So there were two, and the first one happened in October 20th, I believe, of 2009. And at that point, I got to be in the firing room when NASA launched the Ares 1X rocket and down at the Cape. And I called my president at the time, and I said, "I have hit the high water mark. I will never, ever be able to beat this again." But then, you know, about 5 years ago, I got a chance to go to work for Auburn University, and we got to be on the football field at halftime with the new space launch system, inflatable rocket, with the center director, Todd May. And so that's my second one, but it's very close. So those are two highlights for me.
There's a lot of space out there. And so there's a lot of opportunity. Just like radio, there's a lot of space out there.
Absolutely.
We can grow.
Absolutely.
And I know in 2024, y'all are hoping to have a man and woman back on the moon. And part of that has to do with some of the programs that are going on right now at Auburn University through the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering, and you being the director of Auburn's National Center for Additive Manufacturing Excellence. Tell us about that and what the goal is through that program.
Oh, great. So I am the associate director of that program and for business development. So I'm helping that center that we started in 2017, we started that as a partnership with NASA. The National Center for Additive Manufacturing Excellence has now over 75 different members, and we're continuing to grow. The recent program that we were awarded was a program to help NASA in their development of new liquid-fueled engines. The project is called RAMPT, and as NASA would always be, that's an acronym, right, for Rapid Analysis and Manufacturing of Propulsion Technologies.
You say those things so well.
Well, I had a lot of practice. I've had a lot of practice
with
that.
Good job, Mike. So, yeah. You're doing your job.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a really unique program where we're trying to advance multiple types of technologies in additive manufacturing so that we can not only design faster, but we can design for less mass, less weight, as we call it, and also better performance. So it's turns out to be reduced cost, less weight, and better performance.
And you have graduate students at Auburn who are part of this program as well. We were talking before the show, trying to figure out who all's involved with it. We know that Auburn University and NASA have this special partnership, and it's an incredible partnership. For the state of Alabama, really, when you think about the fact that Huntsville, we have Huntsville, and then you go down south to Auburn, and there's another program down there, and I don't know what all's, you know what's going on around the state, I don't, but I'm sure there's some really amazing things that if we knew, we would just be flabbergasted or excited about it, we would just be really interested in what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dr. Nima Shamsai is our director for our Additive Center at Auburn. He and Dr. Taylor, Dr. Steve Taylor, have been instrumental in growing this activity. Dr. Nima has probably published more papers across in the area of additive manufacturing, fatigue and fracture than anybody else in the world, for that matter. So yes, we have a lot of world renown, but here in Alabama, with us being close to an Auburn University being just 200 miles away from Redstone and NASA, it's a tremendous opportunity for the state of Alabama to grow, in particular in this technology.
What's that word they use? We're positioned for the future.
Yeah, we are very well positioned for the future. You know, in our center, we have the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa as a group. We have University of Alabama in Huntsville. We have Calhoun Community College, and we have Huntsville City Schools. So you think about, we can offer from high school all the way through a PhD program and learning about this new technology. So it's I think it's a great opportunity for Alabama to be the leader in additive manufacturing.
Oh, absolutely. I posted not just last month that the University of Alabama robotics team won NASA's grand prize for the fifth consecutive year. And that is something we don't necessarily pay attention to in the robotics field. I know Athens Bible School has a great robotics team, and there's a lot of schools involved with that. But when you think about the Alabama Astrobotics and winning that grand prize for the fifth year in a row, that says a lot about who we have here in Alabama, the knowledge that we have, and the ability we have to help the space program.
Absolutely. Alabama is uniquely positioned because of our educational system with the seven universities across the state, having anywhere from Airbus down in Mobile to large automotive companies that we have across the state. And then, like I said, the multiple Army commands and NASA, and even now the FBI that's in Huntsville. So we're really in a unique position here in Alabama.
Mike, simple question. What's the point of going to the moon?
So that's a good question, and a lot of people have different answers about that. So the iPhone that you have right there, we would not have today if we have not gone to the moon in 1969. And the microphone you're talking into, and probably the board and the computers we have, we wouldn't have them. So many times we have to think about, you know, as we developed the technology to take us to the moon back in the 60s, what came out of that? Well, and we take those for granted today. We really do. I mean, the microwave that, you know, I heated up my food in last night, you know, that came from the NASA program. So a lot of people don't realize that, especially some young folks today think maybe we always had these iPhones, but we didn't.
And it's amazing to me to think about what the guys had to deal with or to work with back in, say, even 1959, when they were working with the other program, which was the Mercury program, mm-hmm. in 1959. So this was very new technology that they were working with, they were learning, and we have been able to, over the past 60 years, 50 years, to adapt and to even work on new types of fuel as right. part of the program that you're doing there at Auburn.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, and we need to continue to advance these technologies, you know, to help us get to the moon. And the moon is just a stepping point. We want to go from the moon. We want to go to Mars. We want to study what's going on on Mars. And all of that study helps us here on the Earth. The technologies that we're going to develop for astronauts to be able to sustain themselves on the moon, that health information is going to help us here on the Earth. And a lot of people don't know about some of the health benefits that came from the Apollo program.
What about the Artemis 1 mission as they're about to set voyage? Can you tell us a little bit about that and what's going to come from that?
I probably can't do any better than Vice President Pence did yesterday at Kennedy Space Center. But the Artemis 1 will be the first launch of the SLS Space Launch System with the Orion capsule taking man back to and woman, first woman, back to the moon. So that program is managed out of Marshall Space Flight Center. It's a flagship program for the center. It's a flagship program for the administration.
As we close out this segment, NASA made a comment that it was their goal 50 years ago to prove that the agency could land humans on the moon and return them safely to Earth, which they did. And the goal now is to return to the moon in a sustainable way to prepare for the next giant leap, sending astronauts to Mars for the first time ever. When we come back, let's talk about some more of what Auburn and NASA's partnership is doing through the program. We have Mike Ogles with us. He is director of NASA programs at Samuel Ginn College of Engineering. We're so glad to have him with us today. I hope you'll share this special show with your friends. Let them know about it. And we're going to come right back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service. I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber, rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber, meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Heroes coming. Making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, heroes just the same.
Speaking of heroes, I found out yesterday about a buddy of mine, Mark Hogan, and I've started a fundraiser called Mark Hogan's Heroes. You can go to Mark Hogan's Heroes group, and you can also contribute through the GoFundMe, gofundme.com/Mark Hogan's Heroes. He's a great friend of mine, known him for 35 years. He's struggling with a lot of strokes, high blood pressure. He's in Rome, Georgia. I'm going to be headed that way after the program. I was able to collect some money to carry to the family today. But keep Mark and Missy and their daughters in your prayers as he struggles through this. He's only 51 years old, and he's facing this. And here we are, able to do a radio program, talk about what we want to talk about, and he's nodding his head at this point. We need to appreciate the health that we do have and the abilities that we do have and not take them for granted, because we have them today. We may not have them tomorrow. We just don't know. But with that, let's talk about the future and talk about Auburn and NASA's program and how that young people, as they're planning their future, they can consider maybe the aerospace field and some opportunities that are available through this program for students.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, there are a lot of opportunities for high school students to get involved in different types of competition for what's called 3D printing, and that's a more common term that people use for additive manufacturing. And most of that in high schools is polymers, plastics, that sort of thing. And but there's a lot of opportunity there. And I would encourage high school students to ask their counselors, ask their teachers about 3D printing. I had the opportunity to talk to a Huntsville high school teacher about a year ago that told me, and she was at the time working with the Huntsville City Schools and working with 3D printing. And she had a 3D printer. Her and her husband had a 3D printer at home, and their 8-year-old child lost one of their Legos. And his comment to his mom was, "Hey, Mom, don't worry about us losing that Lego. I can just print us one." And so that's the change that we're going to have, and it's going to have to start early with this new technology. But there's a lot of opportunities out there.
We've seen some 3D printing successes here in North Alabama, as you say, through Calhoun and then in Huntsville with some of the high school students. There was a young lady who won an award, and she had created a, I believe it was prosthetic or some type of a device for an individual who needed that.
Absolutely, and we got a chance to meet her last year. Auburn University operates both of the metal additive machines in the Huntsville High Schools, one at May Jemison in the north and one at Grissom High School in the south. And I don't remember her name, but the young girl was at Grissom, and I believe she's going to UAB, if I'm not mistaken.
That's great to know that Auburn has that involvement with our high schools in this area. Auburn has branches and connections all across the state of Alabama. It's not limited to Lee County.
Absolutely. We have had the Auburn University Huntsville Research Center in Huntsville for 8 years. It's located there in Research Park, and it's a great connection for the university to Huntsville. It's been really good connection for many, many years. And I'm proud of the university for making that step and making itself closer to, for instance, Redstone or NASA.
Ashley Kimball was the student who helped this Marine, and the program was called Solid Edge.
So that was the design program that she used, and then in turn built the part through a 3D printing machine.
Yes. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned her name, Ashley Kimball,
and
we know that she was successful with that. And there's more students that have more opportunities to do that, and I hope that they will look into the program. If you have a website or something that you can give before we close out, feel free to do that, Mike.
Yeah, I would encourage you to go to the Auburn University and just Auburn University website and look for, on the search button, type in NCAME, N-C-A-M-E, National Center for Additive Manufacturing Excellence, and you'll be able to have an opportunity to see, you know, what we do and some of the most recent news there.
Excellent. Mike Ogles, Director of NASA Programs for Samuel Ginn College of Engineering. Thank you for coming on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you having me.
Appreciate the good work you're doing. Be blessed. We continue to pray for you and your efforts.
Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber, rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Folks, I'm really not trying to overwhelm you with amazing guests. It's just the way it happens. I had Mike Ogles, who was director of NASA programs for Samuel Ginn College of Engineering at Auburn University. I have Marla Townsend, former UAB softball coach, the very first UAB softball coach, I might add, also the winningest coach in UAB athletics history. In the last segment, we talked to Mike about the space program, and of course, it was this past week, 50 years ago, that man first walked on the moon, and it was 25 years ago that I first walked into the barbershop, and Philip Butler became my barber at Southwind Barbershop. And Southwind Barbershop's located in the Foodland Parking Lot Plaza, the Rogersville Plaza. That's 16041 Highway 72, Rogersville, Alabama. Give Philip Butler a call. He's been cutting my hair for 25 years. Does my hair look okay today, Marla?
It looks great.
Awesome. See, I'm 40 years old. I got my first haircut from him. I was 14, about to turn 15. He's still doing a great job. I'm keeping my look going. Philip remembers it. I get in there. He gives me the cut. Give him a call at 256-247-5658. Thank you for our haircuts, Philip Butler. Go see him down at Southwind Barbershop. Nicholas looks pretty good, too. All right. Coach Marla Townsend, welcome to the Mark White Show. Not only have you been a coach, but you now have Empower U, which is a very special program we'll talk about in just a little bit. But talk about your history as a coach. You have a lot of things that you've done over the years, all the way back to the 70s.
Well, it started really, actually, when I was playing softball. But then when I graduated from the University of Alabama and started teaching during the proration time, you got to understand, it was teaching jobs were hard to find. And went to McAdory and really just loved the athletes that we had there, took them to states several years in a row, had the opportunity to coach in the very first fast pitch game in the state of Alabama at the high school level. And we have blossomed from there, and just how far fast pitch has come has been amazing.
It is amazing, and I really appreciate the core values that you carry, and I'm sure this didn't start with Empower U, but they're excellence, integrity, leadership, competitive, and family. And those values should be found in sports, and I believe that there's a lot of coaches out there who do carry those values, and they do send those values to their players, and it reflects in the player's attitude. And I believe that's part of what you're doing with Empower U, is to give that confidence and teach young people to excel.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about excellence because so many people strive for perfection, and we all realize that there's one perfect person that walked on this world, and it's not us. Mm-hmm. And so we really teach them that excellence is what you're striving for. And you really, you understand you're going to get knocked to the mat. You're not going to reach all your goals, but if you continue to strive for excellence, then you're going to improve your quality of life.
I think that's kind of how the Mark White Show came to be. There were times where I had change in my pocket for lunch.
Yeah.
and I was thinking, what am I doing here? And why am I in this situation? What's going on? Is there not more to life than this? And of course, when you say that, you need to keep stepping. Because you can stop in that, and you can stay in that, and you can go find a shovel, and you can dig a hole right there where you're at and stop.
Well, some of the times that have been most trying for people, and they think they can't go on, all they have to do is breathe. And if you breathe, you understand that you're alive. And if you're alive, you've got an opportunity to take something really bad, devastating that happened to you, and turn it around. It's a chance to be successful, a chance to rebound stronger than ever. And as long as you're breathing, you've got that opportunity.
Tell that to the tow truck driver that pulled my car out of the driveway as April was crying in the kitchen back about 9 years ago after my dream, Tortillas Blanco closed down, one of the most difficult times in my life. But when you face that and you feel like, okay, where's bottom? I've never hit bottom.
Yeah.
Bottom is what a lot of these families, they experience when they lose a child. That is the bottom for them. And there are so many things that happen to us in life. You look at my friend Mark Hogan right now that's in the hospital, and he's suffering from all these strokes and challenges that he's going through, and his family, what they're struggling through, because he is the breadwinner for the family at 51 years old. This is not where he's supposed to be right now, but he is.
Right.
And these are the challenges that the Hogan family faces.
And one of the things I do when I speak with groups is I challenge them to do a perspective poster, because you want to put things in perspective. Look at these third world countries. They don't even have water that they're able to, you know, food. Look at people that are dealing with cancer and people that are going through what your friend is going through. And it's like, if we really, really put things in perspective, we're okay. Now, do we want more? Yes, but to get more, you've got to do more. You've got to be more. And so that's what we really challenge people to do.
And I think we all need to put more into perspective. What is more? I look at it as doing for other people, making a difference in the lives of others. I'm 40 years old. I've lived four decades at this point. I had my childhood. I went through those experiences. I was a teenager. I was a young adult. I got married. I've been married 17 years. I've got a child. As we move forward and we start thinking about, okay, my dad died when he was 58. I'm 40.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm just 18 years different from him. That doesn't mean I'm going to die at 58. But at the same time, putting in perspective as to what does Mark want to accomplish? What are you going to do such great thing, such amazing thing before you die so that you're remembered when you're dead? Or are you going to do something that makes a difference in somebody's life right now, today, who needs you to help them and make them your purpose? Everybody says, well, what's my purpose? My purpose. Think about your purpose as the person who needs you right now, today, who needs your help because you're breathing, as you said.
Serve others. Absolutely. And you just brought up something that made me think about it is the one aspect, the one thing that you and I, that everyone has in common, regardless of the age, if they're a newborn, if they're 103 years old, if they're healthy or not healthy, if they're rich or working hard just to get by, and that's time. We've all got 86,400 seconds every single day. And if we can make the most out of that time, then we're going to serve others. We're going to be rewarded kindly. But I don't ever want to hear people saying, I don't have time to do that. I didn't have time to do that. No, it's about making priorities. And like you said, one of our priorities is serving others.
When you love somebody, you find time.
Absolutely.
And if we learn to love people, then we're going to find time to take care of their needs.
And you have time. It's making it a priority. Yes.
Exactly. I love that idea. And Empower You is a 501c3 nonprofit, and you are now retired. You retired on July 1st?
July 1st was my first day of retirement, yes.
I thought so. So we're fresh out of retirement.
Absolutely.
And you're still smiling.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're getting to do some things that maybe you wanted to do, or through your experiences, you can tie it all together and say, okay, I've done this and this and this. I pull it all together, and this is what I really want to try to do with the rest of my life. And is that what Empower You is your vision for that?
Yes, and I've always had this thought when I knew that retirement was right around the corner. And if you don't put that thought into action, then it means nothing. And so in the fall, I started working on trying to go with the 501c3 and getting all the paperwork and documentation with the state and getting that in line. And then I actually started going into some schools and speaking. And I'm just trying to improve decision-making among our youth. I mean, Empower. It's making someone stronger. It's giving someone more confidence. And it's giving them authority or the power to do something. And so this is a different world than we're growing up in. And if we can reach out to these youth and help them realize how important it is, the decisions that they make, that they will face adversity and how they need to respond from that adversity, and just really challenging them to surround themselves with people that are positive role models for them, that are positive in their life. We tell them, you know, the five people that you're closest to, that's who you're going to become. And so we really challenge them to look at those things and to make decisions based on what they want in the future, not what they want right then and right now.
And when we get older, it's the five people that you were close to. Sometimes when all those people start to pass away.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have to carry the torch.
Yes.
Just because somebody was there around you and you surrounded yourself with these people and, oh, well, everything was great, and then I lose them. The reason you were there with them and you made that connection and the things that you learned, you're supposed to carry that torch and move forward, and then you surround yourself with other people and you become that person that the person you most loved and cared about and used as guidance.
And the people that you empower, they now go and empower so many people that you really don't know about. But it's just a continuous, the people that I taught in school, my 12 years in public schools, and then they went and they taught and they teach, and they're nurses and doctors. And it's just amazing how we don't do it to be seen, but we do it to influence people's lives, and that's where you get the reward, seeing them grow and develop.
And that right there, when you've seen as a coach and you've seen these young ladies develop, and as a teacher, you've seen young people develop, and I noticed when we posted about you coming on the show how many made a comment about what you meant to them, and that would mean the most, more than any wins or any trophy or any award or accolade you ever could have received, is the word of some young person that you made a difference in their life.
Oh, it does. It really honestly does. And it makes you realize, and I want to go back and do it all over again. I wouldn't change anything, but I want to do it. I want to see. And that's the thing about social media and Facebook that allows me to keep in touch with these young children that I taught 32 years ago, and to watch them to grow and see what they've done with their lives and see them go through adversity and come out on top. And I'm appreciative for Facebook and social media that allows me to do that.
We are here with Coach Marla Townsend. She's the former coach, UAB Blazers, Lady Blazers softball, and she's the winningest coach in UAB athletic history. But most importantly, she is now the founder of Empower U. When we come back, I want to talk about the purpose of Empower U, and I want to talk about the programs that are included in Empower U. And if you're interested, if you're an educator, or you have a place that you would like for Marla to speak, we're going to give you that information as well. So we're glad that Marla Townsend, Coach Marla, can join us today. And I hope that you'll share the show with your friends. Let them know about this special program. I'll have it up on Apple iTunes and SoundCloud and Blueberry and themarkwhiteshow.com, all these places you can listen again. And I hope you will. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can sing a rainbow. We can sing a rainbow. Sing a rainbow tune.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service. I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 U.S. Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. This all-biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
Welcome back. We are in the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment right now. I still have with me Coach Marla, Coach Marla Townsend. She is the founder of Empower U, and we're going to jump right into it about the purpose of Empower U and then the programs that are included, and we're going to get you all the information you need to get Coach Marla to where you are, and we look forward to her being in North Alabama, Central Alabama, South Alabama, Southern Tennessee, parts of Mississippi, all over Mississippi, and how about just say the whole country? You can travel the world, right? If you have a translator.
I have in the last few months. Why not continue to do so? Yes.
All right. So tell us more about Empower U and the purpose of it.
Well, it's really to help improve decision-making among our youth and really, in the long term, improve the quality of life. There's so many people that we see in the schools that we don't know a lot about where they, how they're raised, how they're at night, and just really want to be an inspiration to them. So a lot of it stemmed from what it took my athletes to reach their potential. Some of the most elite athletes at the collegiate level, and what it took for them to shine. And it was the time management, the skills. It was really understanding teamwork, understanding leadership. You've got to lead yourself before you can lead others. And so took that and developed curriculums for elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, communities. Actually, I'm actually branching out and going into some elderly homes this fall, and just really taking in there and improve decision making. One thing that we talk about is social media. I hold the phone up in front of the audience and I tell them, you understand that this screen is for information only. It's not for feelings and it's not for emotions, because this is a different world that we live in. Everything that we had, going back to the Dewey Decimal System and the libraries and the encyclopedias and the computers.
We ordered encyclopedias when I was a kid.
Yes, yes.
That was a big deal. $500 for a set.
Yeah,
go ahead.
They've got everything they need right now in that one phone. And so what we have to do, our generation has to really embrace that and find a way to help and to create a positive environment when they do use that. Now, they have a lot of decisions to make. They have a lot of choices. Then they decide actually what they want. But I really encourage them to make the most of social media. You see so many people that make mistakes. We had a gentleman pitching in the major leagues, 1 inch from having a perfect game. And before he got to the clubhouse, they had already blew him apart due to something that he had done 10 years ago on social media. So we really work with the youth about that at all ages. So we talk also about them controlling their actions and being in control of their actions. We talk with them about being mentally tough. There's going to be people going to say things to you that's going to hurt your feelings only if you allow it to. If you can stand firm and believe and be confident in who you are, unless somebody touches you, then you're going to be strong enough that really not let them in and let them hurt you, and let them create doubt in your mind. We try to reach across boundaries and give guidance to all, whether you're excel in the classroom or you struggle in the classroom, whether you excel in athletics or you excel in art. One of the groups that I met with was a group of 60 seniors, and it was so neat, the diversity among this group, only to find out after I spoke with them that 3 individuals in that room were homeless. Now, that homeless doesn't, that comes from decisions that they made. They realized that they needed to get a different environment, surround themselves with something better. And so we really continue to work with those students and encourage them to really make tough decisions that's going to help their future. We also improve leadership skills, lead yourself first, and then you can lead others. And then we really, like I said, address the decision-making skills and the process, how to make those decisions.
And I've always heard, you know, when the young mind's developing, making decisions can be a challenge. Sometimes yes. we make spontaneous decisions that actually in this day and age have lifelong consequences.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. You've got choices. And then whichever way you go in, that decision could affect you for the rest of your life. Yes.
How many people have said, oh, I'm sure glad we didn't have social media when I was a kid.
Absolutely.
Or when I was a teenager.
Absolutely.
Because they know mm-hmm. what that would have done. And everybody makes mistakes. We ought to be able to learn from our mistakes, but not be crucified for our mistakes.
Yes.
At the same time, we need to know, as a young person needs to know, that you can change and you can improve. I was thinking the other day, when you make a mistake, there's somebody there that's going to have ammunition against you for the rest of your life if they want to use it, and sometimes they will. Whether they have ammunition or not really doesn't make any difference. I say do as much good as you can to counter the mistake that you made, so that when they do try to use their ammunition, they just sound silly.
Yes.
It
and
sounds
how
foolish.
You live your life is more proof than something you did 10 years ago. How you're currently living your life.
So let's talk about the programs that are part of this to move this vehicle called Empower You.
Yes. So one of them is getting and keeping a positive mindset, because in this world, there's so many things that we look at what others have, you know, and our mentality of we have to go to school. No, you want to go to school. So if you can turn have to into want to, that's going to change your outlook. Then another one is expecting great things to happen. You've got to visualize it. I tell them a lot of times things happen twice. First is in your mind, and then reality. And then maintaining a winner's perspective. And win, the letters W-I-N, stands for what's important now. And if you can make that priority, look at the things that's important to you. Other things are going to fall into place. And then striving for excellence, as we talked about earlier, about not striving for perfection because you're going to be let down. But really, what does it look like? What does excellence look like on social media? What does excellence look like in the classroom, in the community? And look at those things and really create a lot of thought. They all give us input. We encourage them to talk and do the perspective posters and really grow as a person through these. And another one is managing my life. Do a lot of individual stuff where manage your life and where what you want, the goals. You can have the goals all day long, but if you don't have the work ethic that backs it up, then you're not going to reach your goals. And so I try to help them set realistic goals that are challenges to them, but they're very obtainable. And then dealing with adversity, as we have mentioned, we've all been knocked to the mat. It's not just about getting up, but how quick you can get up and respond to anything that's happened to you, and understand as long as you're breathing and you're in the present moment, you've got a chance to be successful.
There's somebody out there right now who wants to talk to you, who wants you in front of their students. Tell them how they can get in touch with you.
Well, go to Empower You. That's empoweru.org. And it gives you more information. And from there, you can click on my email. There's also a marlatownsend.com. That's another area that I'm doing speaking and consulting with, but it can also link you to Empower You. And then you can go on there. You can fill out a form for want more information. I would love to hear from you. Email me. Let me know how we can help. We can come into your schools.
I think I'm going to go fill out a form when the show's over.
Let's do it.
I'm headed to Rome, Georgia, and we're going to go see Mark Hogan again. Go to GoFundMe.com/MarkHogan's Heroes. I want you to be a part of that. Also, a group called Mark Hogan's Heroes. I want to help my friend, and you can help him too. Great guy. He's turned in a lot of stories to me, and I've helped a lot of families. I've got chapstick in my pocket because of him. So there's so many things that he's been a part of. Right now, we're going to close out the show with the National Anthem. Thank you to Mike Ogles, Marla Townsend, for joining me here on The Mark White Show today. You've been listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White.
Oh, say can you see? Oh.
If you see